How to win big contracts, right? So if you want to know how to win government contracts, you are definitely in the right place. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Dr. Karwana D. Irving, your government contracts extraordinaire. And today I'm going to share with you 5 steps and 5 insights to actually winning lucrative government contracts for yourself and your business so that you can be on your way to transforming your life and your legacy for years to come. So as you're coming in, of course, let me know in the chat where you're joining from, what business you have. We definitely want to know what's holding currently holding you back. Like, what do you want to know more of? What kind of help and assistance do you think you need help with? So let us know that in the chat, whether you're live or watching the replay. Let us know if there are any resources, tools, or information that we can actually train more on to help you during your government contracts journey. But of course, the ultimate goal or the ultimate solution is definitely going to be to have a blueprint, right? To have a coach, a mentor, and a blueprint so that so you're able to not only shortcut the journey to success in government contracts, but also avoid all of the mistakes and all of the pitfalls that several people who did not have the mentor and the guidance that they were able to make. And so you get to avoid those mistakes by simply plugging into a proven system that already works. And so, but today, what I'm going to do while you guys are here is I'm actually going to share with you some insightful information that I believe if you understand and apply these things, you can be well on your way to landing your first lucrative government contract, whether that be a six-figure, multiple six-figure, or even a seven-figure and beyond government contract for yourself and your business. So here are 5 steps to securing lucrative government contracts that I'm going to share with you. And this is going to catapult your business growth when you understand and apply these things. So number one is going to be master the art of market navigation. You have to understand your market, right? So understanding the vast ocean of government contracts is your first step towards this treasure. So this isn't about casting a wide net or throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping that something sticks, right? It's about precision. We'll teach you how to identify the most profitable contracts for your business model. These are the things that you have to know. What is the most profitable contracts for your business model? You have to do some research, right? How to navigate through the complexities of government, the databases with ease. You have to understand SAM.gov is not the buy-all, win-all, catch-all site, right? There are different tools that are out there that will help you easily navigate through these government contracting complexities, right? So you have to make some small investments into your business. Of course, you definitely want to select opportunities that align perfectly with your business capabilities and growth goals. So you have to do a little bit of research and soul searching and like business searching of like who you are, what is your purpose, who are you serving, what problem are you here to solve? And when you do those things, in our mastermind, what we do is when we help people develop in those particular areas, you actually can become the captain of your ship, steering towards the most rewarding harbors because you've done that research and you've identified the value that you're bringing to the marketplace. Number two is become an irresistible candidate, right? What does that mean? You have to separate and segment yourself from all the noise. How do you stand out from a busy crowd? So your business must shine brighter than the North Star, making your business irresistible to government agencies. And what does that mean? So in our 5-day challenge, where we're helping people get pre-qualified for government contracts and become government contracts ready, one of the techniques that we do is we show them how to extract the value. We show you how to extract the value so that you're able to shine amongst the stars, right? So that you're able to be a North Star that's shining in the sea of stars, right? And so you do that by enhancing your business credentials through certifications and clearances. Of course, caveat to that is you do not have to have certifications in order to do business with the government. However, certifications and clearances give you so much more leverage. So having them actually allows you to be irresistible as a candidate. So crafting a compelling capability statement shows your unique value proposition. So it's a technique, it's an art, right? It's a skill set to market yourself in a way that your capabilities speaks and resonates with various agencies. And you want to know Who are those agencies that are purchasing your things, and what are their values, their core values and principles? What are they aligned with, right? As far as purpose, and how do you align your services with that so that it speaks to them and speaks volume? The other part of becoming irresistible is optimizing your operations for government contracts readiness. You must have a streamlined operations process, right? This is not just, let me try this and I'm going to try that. You have to have a system in place. That is how you become an irresistible candidate for the government. So number three is forge unbreakable alliances. In the realm of government contracting, your network is your net worth, right? And it is so true that you probably have heard this many times, and many people say these things, but it is so true that networking is key. This is a key element to opening up your pipeline for relationship building and opportunities that will be funneled to you specifically through those relationships. It's not about what you know. A lot of times, 90% of this process, this journey, is going to be about who you know, who you met in the process, and the relationships that you've built. So there's no quick, fast shortcut around building those relationships. So you want to connect, collaborate, and cultivate those relationships. So you want to connect with key decision makers and influencers within government circles. Those are the procurement officers, the business, small business liaison, the point of contacts. Like, these are the decision makers, the small business specialists. Those are the people that you want to connect with. You also want to collaborate with other high caliber entrepreneurs for joint ventures and partnerships opportunities, right? So in growing a scalable, profitable business that's landing those big contracts, you can't always do it alone. You can't expect to do these things alone, right? Initially, maybe you can be a one-man show, but as you grow and evolve, you will realize that you need help, right? Because help is how you actually build that sustainability, which gives you the flexibility to even buy your time back, but also to be able to grow and scale to even larger contracts, right? So you definitely want to collaborate. That's definitely going to be a part of forging an unbreakable alliance. And then another part of that, that networking includes cultivating relationships, right? That transforms into pipelines of continuous opportunities, right? So you want to develop and cultivate those relationships by way of like staying on top of mind. How do you do that? Well, some of those ways are using CRMs, customer relations management systems, sending out emails, maybe doing lunch, a coffee or tea, or having capability briefings. Those are the ways that you develop and cultivate long lasting relationships within the government sector, right? So our mastermind, of course, we have mastermind levels that ranges from $55,000 all the way up into $1 million package, where we're training and mentoring people on how to multiply their wealth in the government contracting space. But the entry level to even get started to become government ready, like government contracts ready, the entry level is in our GovCon challenge. This is where we kind of help you extract the value, understanding your position, knowing who to develop relationships with and cultivate. So you kind of do a lot of the recon so that you understand how to position yourself so that this could be something that's very attainable and achievable for you in a very short period of time, rather than taking, 3 to 5 years to figure it out the hard way, making all the mistakes. You have to do the heavy lifting up front. And this is what we do with you, alongside with you, during our 5-day immersion GovCon experience. And so this is a powerful consortium of future-focused leaders. This is what we are able to cultivate within our communities. And so number four is submit proposals that win. Well, how do you do that? Again, doing the research, knowing who's in your space, who's winning before, understanding the Freedom of Information Act and how to get those public record requests so that you can do some research and see what has been done before, right? This is when you're getting into the government contracting space, you don't have to make up new things. There are already ways to win when you understand the landscape, right? Because success leaves clues. All you have to do is follow the blueprint, follow the clues, and then you too can succeed in government contracts. So when it comes to submitting proposals that win, there are very key elements to that, things that you must do, right? Throw out the template. Don't worry about templates because there's no such thing as a government contracts template. Now, when you submit proposals and when your winning proposal can function as a library of information that you can repurpose and use again, right? So that ultimately becomes a loose template, but there's no such thing as a government contracting proposal template that you can use that works for everyone. And so so you want to know how to go about this the right way. Is thinking about it in the right way, right? So throw out the templates. Your proposals must be as dynamic as your ambition, okay? So we delve into decoding in our programs, our high-level mastermind programs. We delve into decoding the language and requirements of the government. If you do this now, if you understand the difference between requests for proposals, requests for solicitations, requests for information, pre-solicitation, like when you understand the lingo, the language, and decode that, it helps you to be more prepared to submit a winning proposal. Designing proposals that highlight your unmatched solutions and value. During our 5-day challenge, we help you extract some of that value. And when you design your proposals, you want to highlight some of those things that you've extracted that helps you to stand out above the noisy marketplace in the government contracting space so that you're able to have an unmatched solution, right? And unique positioning and value that you bring to your proposals to make you more likely to win. Okay. And then delivering your pitch with confidence, clarity, and precision is going to be key, right? You want to make sure that you're responsive to proposal opportunities because that's definitely going to be key, which means that you've dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's and answered all the questions, and you've delivered all the value of how you're going to approach the solution to this opportunity, right? And so all of those things is going to be important, decoding, designing, and delivering. With our expertise, of course, in our mentoring program, we help you to navigate through that process more streamlined and more easy, of course. But of course, the entry level to even apply for our high-level mentoring program, which if you're thinking about the investment from 55 to about $1 million, if that's like a big thing that stands out for you, then definitely government contracting is probably not going to be the thing for you yet, right? Simply because that's a very small investment into your business to educate yourself on how to multiply your seed, right? Because it's just a seed that you can 10x or 100x in a very short period of time when you execute on the information that you're going to learn, okay? So we're talking about turning a, at minimum, as an example, turning a $55,000 mentoring level of building your business with government contracts, turning that into 5.5 million, right? That is 100x, right? Or turning that into 500,000, that's 10x, right? So, and those are realistic numbers, at least 10x your investment with a $500,000, contract, right? Within your first 6 to 12 months, so achievable when you follow the steps, but of course you got to be coachable. And of course, in order for you to be coachable, you must first become the person who will invest in yourself. And so number five is scale and sustain your success. Winning a contract is just the beginning. I would say that again. There's so many aspects, different aspects of government contracting. There's the marketing piece. There's the qualifications piece. There's growing and scaling a team. There's systems and operations and procedures. And there's all of these different facets, right, to actually having a sustainable business that that enables you to land lucrative contracts like multiple six-figure, multiple seven-figure, and depending on your industry, even perhaps eight-figure contracts and beyond, right? But most small business entrepreneurs are going to be in the multiple six figures, multiple seven figure annually, right? Specifically because you're a small business, until you build your capacity, right? And all of that stuff, those are milestones that you will hit as long as you don't quit. Those are milestones that you are definitely destined to hit. So, but winning that contract is just the beginning, right? Because then there's like this whole other world of I got the contract, now what, right? You have to manage it. You have to manage your team. You have to do quality assurance. You have to deliver on the services. You'll understand the legal things that go into it. Maybe you're going to put liens on jobs. Perhaps there's going to be some invoicing specialties, invoicing process that you have to comply with. All of those things, right? So winning the contracts is just the beginning. But then when you win your first, of course, it's going to empower you to go ahead and duplicate that success, so you're able to win multiple contracts and manage them simultaneously. And then again, that is just the beginning of you allowing yourself to leverage government contracts to create generational wealth for yourself. Because beyond that, I mean, now what? Now we're going to take our profits and reinvest those things and actually create more wealth for ourselves, buy our time back. There are all these different things that goes into it. So when it comes to winning government contracts, are you thinking from these perspectives, right? And so there are three things that you should do or need to learn and should know how to do when it comes to scaling and sustaining your success. This is number five: managing, leveraging, and scaling. So manage and fulfill the contracts in a way that exceeds the expectations. Because when you do that, they will ask you to, you know, rinse and repeat. They will give you more opportunities, right? So managing and fulfilling contracts in a way that exceeds expectations. So you want to do above and beyond to deliver prestige service. We're talking about premium clients here. You want to deliver premium services to these clients that is first class, right? And give them an experience of a lifetime. You want to leverage the successful projects into more extensive opportunities and referrals, right? When you close out these projects, you want to get perhaps testimonials from the officers of direct contact with those agencies so that you're able to leverage that information in your marketing material. You can use it in your past performance to open up even more doors of opportunities for yourself. And then you want to scale your operations to accommodate the influx that will happen from that. When you do these things, an influx of opportunities will come in. So you want to scale your operations and document the process so that you're not having to teach your new team members, and that will come from scratch, right? You've documented the process and created a library of step-by-step systems, operations, and procedures. This is how you do these things. And it's easier for you to scale your operations to accommodate the influx of government contracts that will that will come without losing quality, right? So the more you grow, you don't have to diminish the quality of your services. So we don't just aim for you to win. We prepare you to dominate, which is the reason why we start with the 5-day GovCon Challenge experience. It's an emerging experience where you actually get to come and dominate government contracting by building it one brick at a time. Right. And we're not talking about most people want to look at this as like a side hustle. We're talking about building a very profitable business that would enable you to be sustainable, to scale, right, to elevate, to grow in all of those different areas. And so anyways, I'm going to drop the link here for the GovCon Challenge. That's what I wanted to share. So be sure to start if you are looking to grow and to win big contracts. The first step, somebody type that in the chat. The first step is to get your business GovCon ready, because everybody's not ready, right? You may think I'm SAM certified, I got my EEI, UEI number. I've been looking on SAM.gov. There's a lot that you're missing. You have to be ready, whether you think you're ready or not. If you have not secured your first lucrative government contract, you are not ready. And you've been attempting to do this for more than a year. It's because you are not ready. You don't have the fundamental basics. You don't know the information. You don't know what you don't know. You don't have a blueprint. And what you need is mentorship and guidance so that you can get ready to grow in this particular realm, right? And so, so if you're poised to not just enter government contracts, but to conquer the arena of government contracts, where you're able to not only grow and scale and land lucrative big contracts, but also create generational wealth in the process, to create jobs, right? To be a change maker, right? And all these different things, right? To operate in your zone of genius, all of those things. Our mastermind is going to be your launch pad. But in order to qualify to apply for our mastermind, and even then, we screen those and are very selective in who we mentor during this journey, because everybody is not going to make the cut, right? Before that, the first step is to join our immersion experience so that you can get the fundamentals that's going to lay the foundation so that you can sustain in this particular industry and really grow and scale in the right way without defeat. Okay. And so this is where ambitious entrepreneurs transform into the industry of titans in the government contracting space. Are you ready? Are you ready to double, triple, quadruple your revenues in record time? And if so, let's turn your business into a legacy. Join us at govconchallenge.com. Click on the link. We'll drop the description in the chat. And then we'll drop some additional resources that's going to help you in the long run to not only collect data and information, but strategically target agencies that are already buying your stuff. They're already spending money and they're already waiting for you to show up in your world and zone of genius. So that's it for today. We'll check you next time. Thank you so much for watching. Have a great weekend.